Okay, so it's not too late to still talk about Shabbos Hagadol. First of all, where in davening do we refer to Hashem as a Gadol?
In Shmona Esrei, a Gadol.
Shmona Esrei. You say in Shmona Esrei, Hashem is Hakel, the God who is Gadol, Gibor, and Noah. Corresponds to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Gadol is Avram. Gibor, Gevura, is the Midah of Yitzchak. Norah, Vinora, Vehanora, is the Midah of Yaakov Avinu.
How do you translate
Norah? Norah, awesome.
What's a better translation?
A better translation?
Wonderful.
Awe-inspiring. I don't know. Awesome. Truly awesome. Not the way we use the word awesome. Awesome. Hashem is awesome. You feel in His presence. You feel the awe. You feel the intense presence of God. Yaakov Avinu had that awareness of Hashem. So Gadol is the term that corresponds to Avram Avinu. Pesach is the Yom Tov that corresponds to Avram Avinu. Right? Pesach is the Yom Tov that corresponds to Avram Avinu. The Torah says that Avram is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. That's what the Torah writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So if Pesach is the Yom Tov of Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu is connected to the term Gadol, so we've said in the past that Pesach means Rachmanis, means kindness. Hashem is very kind to take us out of Mitzrayim. The word Gadol is a code word in the Sfiros for the Sfira of Chesed. Right? So Shabbos HaGadol is a very fitting term for the Shabbos that leads us into Pesach. If Avram himself is called a Gadol, and Avram understood that Hashem is a Gadol, right? And Gadol means Chesed. So it's very fitting that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it Shabbos HaGadol? The Torah says because a Gadol, a big Nes took place. A Nes Gadol took place. That the Jews took the Egyptians' gods, their sheep, and tied them to their bedposts, and the Egyptians didn't beat the Jews up. Okay, so it was a big Nes. Right, but the word Gadol is very connected to Chesed, which is the Chesed that we feel from Hashem during these days. Avram himself was an Ish Chesed. Okay, so let's try to understand. In the Eish Kodesh, this piece for Shabbos HaGadol, he has two pieces for Shabbos HaGadol. This is the second piece. This is the second piece for Shabbos HaGadol from the year Tavshin Aleph. Tavshin Aleph is 1941. Shabbos HaGadol 1941. Let's listen in what the Halig of Piazetz Rebbe told those Jews who were living under Nazi rule, Yamach Shemam. Let's hear what it meant to the Eish Kodesh to refer to the Shabbos as Shabbos HaGadol. And you'll see it's very relevant to take us throughout the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Okay, let's see.
Which point of the war was this? Is this
1941?
Is that the beginning?
It's more the beginning than the end, but I mean the Eish Kodesh pieces are from 39 to 41, so for him it's getting closer to the end in terms of the writings that we have from it. Ha'inyan shel Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, so let's take a look. Page Peches at the bottom. Ha'inyan shel Shabbos HaGadol hamarameis lanu ulematzaveinu yacholios. The lesson as can be applied to our lives that we take from Shabbos HaGadol, we need to understand why it's called Shabbat HaGadol. What was Gadol on this Shabbos? What's big about this Shabbos? You know, Rashi in the Talmidim in your page? In the students of Rashi, in the writings of the students of Rashi, they say that it's called Shabbos HaGadol because it's a very long Shabbos. Or at least it feels like a long Shabbos. It's true, the Shabbos itself is getting longer this time of the year. But it feels like a really long Shabbos because the rabbi taught so much. That's what we already have in Rishonim from Rashi. It's called Shabbos HaGadol because the rabbi doesn't stop talking. It feels like a really long Shabbos. The truth is, you look around during the Shabbos HaGadol, Drasha, I was thinking about this Shabbos. You know, it's happened that once or twice a Yid fell asleep during the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. And the truth is, you may get a longer nap on Shabbos HaGadol than you do any other time of the year. So maybe that's what's called Shabbos HaGadol. Get a big nap. The rabbi goes on and on. Get a nice shalaf, wake up, feel refreshed.
Okay.
Chas v'shalom. Okay, the Gemara says in Yoma, take a look. He says, the Gemara in Yoma tells us, Samach Tesamid Beis, on the Pasuk, Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem Elokim HaGadol. Vayivarech Ezra, it's a Pasuk in Nechemiah, in the 8th parak. In the book of Ezra and Nechemiah. In Nechemiah, in the 8th parak, it says, Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem Elokim HaGadol. In what way does it mean to bless Hashem? Elokim HaGadol, the God who is great, the God who is big. My Gadol, says the Gemara. What does it mean? In what way is Hashem Gadol? Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Rav Shegadlu B'Shem HaMefarash. They made Hashem big through reciting the Shem HaMefarash. by saying the name of Hashem, the explicit name of Hashem. In the time of Ezra, they were coming back to build the second Beis Hamikdash. Vayivarech Ezra Hashem Elokim HaGadol. How did they make Hashem great? By declaring His ineffable name. By maybe saying Yud Kei Vav Kei the way it's written, instead of saying it the way that we pronounce it. Ado. By saying the name of Hashem. Okay. Rav Gidol Amar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. Rav Gidol said, in what way was Hashem's name made great? Quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is God, the God of Israel, min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, from this world until that world. Forever. What's going on here? Ezra made Hashem, declared Hashem being great. How did he make Hashem great? He said Hashem Beforash. Or he said that Hashem is from this world to that world. What does any of this, what does this mean, and what does it have to do with the secret of Shabbos HaGadol? Hinei Bein Lamar Vein Lamar, says the Piyazetz Rebbe, Zechusu Yagen Aleinu, says the Piyazetz Rebbe, whether you follow Rav's opinion or whether you follow Rav Gidol's opinion. The bottom line is, the Pasuk says about Ezra, Kara HaPasuk Oso Yisbarach B'Shem Gadol. Hashem is called by Ezra Gadol. Exactly how he express that, the bottom line is Hashem was declared by Ezra to be a Gadol. Mipnei Yisrael Gadluhu. Because Hashem was made great by Klal Yisrael. That Hashem became big because of our efforts. Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos where Hashem became big. What does that mean? Rav Yosef Amarav Mipnei Shigadlo B'Shem Mepharash. V'Rav Gidol Amar Mipnei HaPasuk Baruch V'Chulo Shamru. But the bottom line is, somehow Hashem was made great by Klal Yisrael. Or by Ezra. A declaration was made in the presence of Klal Yisrael that Hashem is great. And by declaring Hashem great, by declaring Hashem big, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, became big. However, let's look inside and try to understand what this means. Ki Rak Es Shem Hashem Kara Hashem Es Atzmo. By what name does God refer to Himself? When Hashem says, you want to know my main name, how do I refer to myself? Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. The four-letter name of God. Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. That's who I am. I am Hashem. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces Himself. Shehu Yisbarach Gila Oso. That's the name that God revealed to us. Masha Ein Kein Shar Hashemos. All the other names, we made up those names. Yisrael Kano. We gave him that kinoi. We gave him that nickname. Adam Arishon, for example, says the Medrash referred to Hashem as Adon. Avram called Hashem Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud. Chana referred to Hashem as Tzvakos. The Gemara says that the Jewish people, Kvashakosav Gemara, that Chana referred to him that way. Yisrael Karao B'Shemos Elu. The Jewish people refer to Hashem by a variety of names. V'hu Yisbarach Nikrabahem. And Hashem allows Himself to be referred to by those names. The Gemara says, giving your friend a nickname is a very bad thing. Lose your Olam Haba, friend. It's very bad to call someone by a nickname. Hashem introduces Himself, Vayedaber Elokim Moshe, Vayomer Elav, Ani Hashem, that's my name. And then we start making up all these other names. Adon, Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yod, and Tzvakos. We have all these names of God. And some of them are holy names. The Rambam lists, in the Yesod HaTorah, seven names of God that can't be erased. Not only Yod Kei Vav Kei. Seven names of Hashem that can't be erased. And we made up some of those names. So what's going on here? Misgale umislabesh umisparbehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Himself to be referred to by those names. Ki isa meharav hazokin zatzal. Look at this vart. This is a gevaldik vart. He quotes from the Rav Hazokin. Who's the Rav Hazokin? Baal Tanya. The Alter Rebbe, right, the old rabbi, Rav Hazokin. Avatitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava. We're going to say it in the davening of Yom Tov, Haba Aleinu Latova. Avatitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava. Look how the Baal Tanya read this line. What a line. She'as Hashem nasan lanu. Hashem gave Himself to us. Avatitein lanu, you know what was given to us? Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem gave Himself over to us, ba'ava. Here? Hashem allows us to dictate His presence in the world. Vatitein lanu. What was given to us? Hashem Elokeinu was given to us. And He gave it to us, not begrudgingly, ba'ava. She'as Hashem nasan lanu. Ad kan l'shono akadosh. Ad kan the words, the holy words of the Baal HaTanya. V'kevan shekiviyachol es atzmo nosan lanu. So since Hashem kiviyachol gave himself over to us, l'chein anu yacholim l'chnoso b'shemos, we're able to identify him by other names, to describe our understanding of him. V'heim nasim shemos akadoshim shenikra'o b'ham. And those become God's names. We named God. Hashem named himself Yurkei Vavkei. We decided, you have all these other manifestations, these other names. And Hashem said, yeah, I gave myself over to you that you can do that. And I hold of it. What an amazing idea. V'agamaro meris b'zeh, shegam gadol shenemra al Hashem, gam kein b'shul Yisrael gadlu oso. And the same way that Hashem gave himself over to us to what? To define him, to label him, to give him different names, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also entrusted us to what? To make him big in the world. To give him presence in the world. I've told you the story in the past of a father and son on the Lower East Side in the 1920s, 30s in America. And they would bring home a guest every Shabbos. Always have the guests at their home. Very generous, very open. He said that one Arab Shabbos, the mother was diagnosed with tuberculosis, something crazy. They took her off to the hospital. And the father says to his son, okay, I'm going to the hospital with mommy. I'm going to walk back from the hospital. I'll make sure she's okay. And the kid's so nervous. She's going to be okay. So the father always, when he would bring home a guest, the father would say to the son, it's so important to bring home guests because tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Because charity saves from death. So the kid says to his father, is mommy going to be okay? Mommy's going to be okay? I'm going to the hospital. I'll come back. Make sure you bring home a guest. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Charity saves from death. Kindness saves from death. So I come back from, father comes back from the hospital, the kid brings home someone from shul, this young boy, brings home a guest, they're sitting there, they're having the Shabbos meal, he's all nervous about his mother. He said, after the meal, he said he was sitting outside on the fire escape with his dad, having a, you know, father-son chat, and he said, Dad, you know, mommy's going to be okay, right? You always tell us, tzedakah tatzel mimavis, that charity saves lives. And we always do charity, we always bring people home, so I'm sure Hashem's going to save mommy in the schus of our kindness. So the father says to his son, mommy's going to be fine, but do you think that's what I meant when I said tzedakah tatzel mimavis? Tzedakah tatzel mimavis isn't about saving mommy or saving me or even saving you. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis is about saving God. If we act like kind Jews, then Hashem has a presence in the world. And if not, then the heretics of the world, like Nietzsche, are going to declare God is dead. What do you mean God is dead? God is dead in terms of Hashem entrusted us to give him a presence in this world. And if we don't take that achrayah seriously, so then God is dead. So Shabbos HaGadol and Klal Yisrael emerging from Mitzrayim, if we were to stop the piece right here, we'd already understand that Shabbos HaGadol is about what? It's about beginning that process of making Hashem great in the world. Yeah? Pesach, you can make a bumper sticker instead of Trump's bumper stickers. Make your own bumper sticker. All right? Make God great again. Yeah? Pesach, make God great again. No? Gadol. That's what the Piyaz Atzer are saying here. But Gemara is telling us that Hashem is called a Gadol, and Hashem became a Gadol, so to speak, Vayavarich Ezra Hashem Elokim HaGadol, that the more you praise Hashem, the more Gadol Hashem becomes. Not Be'etzem. Be'etzem, God is God. Einod Movado. But in terms of His presence in the world, we dictate how much He's here or how much He's not here. Let's look at the words inside again. Again. Shegam Gadol Shenemar Al Hashem Gam Kim B'Shvil Yisrael Gadol Asam. We make Hashem great. We give him presents. Anachnu nekroyim goy gadol. Mika amchi Yisrael goy gadol. Umi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kashem elokeinu. Is there any nation that says gadol as Klal Yisrael? What does that mean? Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan in the fourth parak. V'alav yisbarach nemar gadol. Hashem says about us, mi goy gadol. Is there a nation as great as the Jewish people? Certainly, Gadol is not a description of how big we are, because Hashem says elsewhere in Chumash Devarim that we're the smallest of nations. And we're always going to be so small. We're a tiny, tiny percentage of humanity. Less than 0%. Whatever that even means. Statistically, Jewish people are less than 0% of the world's population. I don't know how you become less than 0%, but that's what statistics say. We're tiny. Right? And that was predicted to be that way. Predicted to be that way. Yeah. There was a Rabbi Jonathan Sachs likes to quote from Milton Himmelfarb. Is that a real name?
Sounds good.
Can you Google that for a second? Milton Himmelfarb. Tell me if that's a real person.
Milton
Himmel.
H-I-M-M-E-L.
American researcher. So Milton Himmelfarb, or Jonathan Sacks quotes Milton Himmelfarb. Milton Himmelfarb said, yeah, so Milton Himmelfarb used to say, you can try to get the quote if you want, that the entire Jewish population is smaller than a statistical error in a Chinese census. The entire Jewish people is tinier, right, than a statistical error in the census of the Chinese people in the world. And he was a person who studied, you know, studied the numbers and things like that. But the reason that the Torah says we don't count Jews is for this reason exactly. It's not about big numbers. Gadol's not about big numbers. Gadol's about how much hashpa. Hashpa? Of course, Klai Yisrael has had the biggest hashpa on humanity ever. Is there another people that had a greater impact on the world than the Jewish people? So in that sense, we're Gadol. So mi goy Gadol asher lo Elokim krovim elav kashem Elokeinu. Is there a goy Gadol? Is there a nation in the world that's as big as Klai Yisrael in terms of their impact, and it's a reciprocal relationship? Hashem becomes big when we act big. When we make Hashem important, it makes us important. Again, give and take. V'alav Yisbarach Namar Gadol. The reason that Hashem is called the Gadol, Mipnei Yisrael Korim Oso Gadol. Hashem becomes big because we make him big. If we make him important, then the world makes him important. When we act like lowlifes, so the world doesn't hold of Hashem. That's what you see. It's the first piece in Likutei Maran. When Klai Yisrael in a fallen state, then Kvod Shemayim is in a fallen state. When we pick ourselves up and act like big people, so then Hashem has a big voice in the world. Hakel haGadol Gibor Vanor. VaGemara Shoelis My Gadol. So that's the Gemara's question. When the Gemara asked in Maseches Yoma, in what way did Ezra call God a Gadol? Right? Shepashut Kasha LaHavin HaSheila. It's hard to understand the question. What do you mean? In what way is God a Gadol? Because he's God. Halo BeEmes Hu Yisbar Gadol. Of course he's Gadol. What do you mean? And what way did Ezra make him Gadol? The question is about Hashem. You can't call Hashem Gadol. What makes something Gadol? Big is always in the context of what? Bigger than. Hashem can't be called bigger than because he's a different madriga. You don't compare God to anything. How do you call someone who's Yachid, be'emes Yachid, be'achdus Hashem? Ki Hashem Gadol hu rak biyachas. Ki Hashem Gadol hu rak biyachas. L'davar acher shegadol mizeh. Gadol means this is bigger than that. L'mashal, he says. For example, if a person finds what? An enav. What's an enav? Grape in singular is not anav. It's enav. Plural, it's anavim. In singular, it's enav. Okay, so if a person finds an enav, a person finds a grape, and you compare it to the size of an apple, you say, wow, this is a grape. K'midas tapuach katan. This grape is as big as a small apple. You hear what the Pizas Rebbe is saying here? So in terms of grape, it's very big. In terms of apple, it's very small. An apple of this measure is small. A grape the size of a small apple is considered massive. But we would call this grape a big grape. Why? It's bigger than all the other anavim. It's bigger than all the other grapes. So wow, it's big. Compared to the other grapes, it's big. How can you refer to Hashem, who's everything, as being big, bigger than? Bigger than means you're comparing him to something else. Ein od milvado means there is nothing else. Hashem can't be considered big in a relative sense. You hear the question? You can't call Hashem as being relatively big. That totally negates the fact that he's everything. A grape compared to other grapes is relatively big. Compared to an apple, it's relatively small. So how can you call the Echad Yachad Miyuchad, how can you refer to Hashem as a Gadol? So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Not that Be'etzem Hashem is a Gadol. Because when you talk about God at his essence, Gadol detracts from his honor. What we're talking about is Hashem in terms of what? Relative expression in the world. And that, it's sometimes more and it's sometimes less. And what does it depend on? It depends on Jewish people giving Hashem a presence in the world. Says the Gemara, Amar Gemara, Mipnei Yisrael, Gadlu es kvodu malchuso ba'olam mikvi shahaya. Since the Jewish people increased the presence of Hashem from what it was previously, nikra gadol. Shegadol kvodo v'kdushasa mikvi shahaya. Now Hashem has more of a voice in the world. By saving us from Mitzrayim, Why is Hashem thanking us for taking us out of Mitzrayim? Zacharti lach chesedu urayach. You did me such a big favor, Hashem says. You let me take you out of Mitzrayim. So the pashup shot is that we had the courage with barely any food to follow him into the wilderness. Where on earth were we going and what were we going to eat? Right? But the deeper pshat is Hashem said, thank you for allowing me to do miracles on your behalf, because that allowed me to express myself in the world, and that gave me a big platform to present myself. So Hashem thanks us for assisting him and giving him a platform. Of course, we also would continue that process of giving him a voice in the world. Hashem gives us the Torah, and our job is to make sure his voice is still loud and clear in the world. And the machlokas in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Gidol, exactly how we gave Hashem that platform, Hashem Mefarash, or Hashem as being min ha'olam v'ada olam, whatever exactly that means, we're going to skip for now for the sake of time. Turn the page. But if you turn to the top of page Sadi, again, the bottom line is that in the Gemara, everyone agrees that the goal and the reason that Ezra in Sefer Nehemiah was able to refer to Hashem as a Gadol is because it was a time when Jews were coming back to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a time of giving Hashem greater presence in the world. And therefore he says, on the top of page Sadi, in the middle of the line, V'chol Ish Yisrael, Afilu Hanamuch, Kishemekabal Al Atzma O Malchus Shemayim, U'miskadesh Yoser B'kedusha, V'avodas Hashem, Mikvisha Haya Hu Yisbarach Nikra Yidei Zagot. If a Jew says, I'm going to do a little bit more, I'm a Kabbal upon myself, O Malchus Shemayim, I'm going to try a little harder, a little less chametz in my life, a little more matz in my life, a few more mitzvahs in my life. So when a person gets serious, he becomes a gadol, and automatically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a gadol with him, because we are the image of Hashem in this world. We reflect His presence in the world. If we're going to be big, then Hashem is going to be big. If we're going to be small, then kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be small. Says the Piyazetzer in the next paragraph. V'zeh hachiluk ba'psukim. This is the distinction we find in Tehillim when we talk about a Jew's relationship with Hashem versus Hashem's relationship with the rest of the world. Ram al kol goyim Hashem. What does that mean, Ram? Elevated. High. God is high above the Gentiles, the nations of the world. Ram al kol goyim Hashem. Hashem is elevated over the nations of the world. But goyim ram al. With regard to the nations, Hashem is above. He's ram al. He's higher than. Sheram lomal mehem. With regard to the nations of the world, God is higher than them. What does that mean? Uvi Yisrael, Pasuk says in Tehillim in Kuf Mem Zayin, Gadol Adonenu. For the Jewish people, Hashem is not Ram, described as high, as being elevated, but Hashem is described as what? As Gadol. What does that mean? Ve'ich shayach lekroso Gadol. What does it mean to call Hashem Gadol? Ve'bnei shehu Adonenu ha'adon shalanu. But because Hashem has chosen us from all the nations, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has developed that relationship with us. Lo al, it's not Hashem just being on top and we're subservient to Him. It's a partnership. There's a partnership that's taking place between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where Hashem says, I'm entrusting you to make me big in the world. For the guy, I'm just going to be above them. They'll recognize it. They won't recognize it sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. No. But for us, we're going to work together. For us, lo al, ulamal meitanu, ki b'china shalamal meitanu ein shayach lekroso gadol. Right? With regard to the fact that God is bigger than us, that's not what Gadol is. That means God is relatively bigger than us. That's not a chiddush. You can't say that. God is infinitely bigger than us. You can't compare Him to anything. So in what way is it appropriate to refer to Echad, Yachad, U'miyuchad as Gadol? Rak b'vilchinas Adonenu. But in the context of what? Of our working together. Shehu Adonenu nikra Gadol al yedei she'anu mizgadlim ba'avodaso. That we become great through doing His avodah, and He becomes great through us doing His avodah. And that's the partnership between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Part of what I spoke about yesterday in the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, the partnership between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the chametz. Maybe we'll get to later in the week, but it's always a partnership. That broken middle matzah represents that partnership. We're going to split this, Hashem. You're going to take part and I'm going to take part. Hashem says, I need you to help me to become big in the world. It sounds like a crazy thing to say. Be'etzem Hashem is big. For the Goyim, Hashem says, I'll just be bigger than them. And they'll know it when they're honest. But for us, we're going to work together. We're going to work together to give me a presence in the world. Okay? V'zeh min ha'olam va'ara olam sha'amer oz Ezra. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says, min ha'olam va'ara olam. As Ezra stated at that time, ki no de mizohar kadosh parsha shmos, shebayis rishon hayibachinas hei ila, ubayis sheni hei tata. We're going to skip this paragraph in a second because it's completely Kabbalah. But he says that the first Beis HaMikdash is the first Hey of Hashem's name, Yud and Hey, and the second Beis HaMikdash is the final Hey of Hashem's name. So Min HaOlam Va'ad HaOlam means from the letter Hey to the letter Hey. In other words, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into this world. We're going to skip the paragraph because it's Mamish Kabbalah. Okay, I can explain a little bit, but I don't really understand most of it. And again, it's not the focus right now. The Yesod is the Achrayas that we take upon ourselves to make Hashem big in the world. So let's go to the next paragraph. V'gam kol ish Yisraeli, every Jew, kishaovir es Hashem kafi yacholto, when he serves Hashem according to his ability, imdo melo shavodaso dayolo, if he feels that I've done enough, if he thinks he's done enough, as nisher b'matzavo shel, so then he remains where he is. This is what we learned in the Kedushas Levi many times. If you think you're there, then you're not really there, then you're going to get stuck. Masha'ein king kishemishtokik la'avdo yoser uliskadesh yoser b'kedushaso yizbarach. But when a person shakes off that dust of Mitzrayim and says, I want to grow, I want to be a bigger person, I want to have more of a relationship, I want to accomplish more, as al-yidei ha'tshuka mamshech lo yoser or mimarom u'miskadel. When you want more, Hashem gives you more. He opens up pathways for you to have more. He sends down greater ore for you to grow. Ukesha ish mizgadel, underline this line. Ukesha ish mizgadel, gam hu yisbarach nikra al yedei ze gadol. When you're a gadol, then Hashem is a gadol. How does the salvation of Klal Yisrael begin? Where's the first moment of the salvation? Where's the first moment of the salvation? Yelach Ishmi Beis Levi, they have a son. Bas Paro saves Moshe. Vayhi b'yamim ha'em, v'yigdal Moshe. V'yigdal Moshe. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It was during those long and difficult days. V'yetzei el achav. Moshe grew up, and he went out to his brothers. Moshe became a gadol. Says Rashi, v'alo kfar ksiv, v'yigdal la'yelet. Pasuk already told us earlier that the baby grew up. Why is he telling us Moshe grew up again? Says Rashi, Harishon Lakoma, the first one was physical growth, Vasheni Ligadula. The second one was that Moshe what? Was appointed. He was given a position of authority in Paro's house. Right? And Moshe grows up. Moshe becomes a gadol. Gadol means chesed. Moshe goes outside, he sees a Jew suffering, and he says, I'm going to help this Jew. So really the starting point of Moshe helping a Jew, being chased out of Mitzrayim, coming to the burning bush, being told that there's going to be a salvation, coming back to save Klal Yisrael, it all begins with Moshe becoming a gadol. Because Moshe, if you're going to act like a gadol, then Hashem could be gadol. And if you're going to act like a katan, then Hashem's going to be a katan. So therefore, when a Jew says, I want to grow, I want to be a gadol, I want to be bigger, so what happens? You give Hashem the possibility of being a gadol. My gadol, that's the Gemara, like we said. Okay, bottom paragraph on page Sadi. Lachin gam b'mitzrayim kol zman shekol am lo asu mitzvah. So therefore, when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, katnus hamochin, small-mindedness, and they couldn't do mitzvos, lo hergishu ba'or yoser gavoa shishtoku lo, they had no means of reaching for something higher because they had no context. And Moshe says, God's going to save you. Well, God's going to save us. Nah, God's somewhere out there. Ram al kol goyim. So Hashem says, no, you're not one of the goyim. This is a partnership. Hashem's going to work with you. Masha'enkin b'Shabbos hazeh. But on Shabbos HaGadol, what happened on Shabbos HaGadol? On Yud Nisan, what did the Jews do? On Shabbos HaGadol, Shahaya Asiri L'Chodesh, on the 10th of Nisan, V'lachu lehem sel l'Pesach, and each Jew took a sheep into his home. Kfar yizchilu eshtokik l'or yoser gavoa. The Jews finally said, Hashem's getting us doing stuff. And when we start doing stuff and we have the confidence to take the Egyptian god and tie it to our bed, I feel like a person. I feel like a gadol. I'm not going to let some mitzri beat me down, make me into a katan. I'm going to be a gadol. V'yidez en izgad luhem, Klal started to grow, Hashem started to grow, v'gam hu yizbarach nikra gadol. And that's why we refer to the Shabbos as what? The Shabbos HaGadol. This is the Shabbos when a Jew starts to think big, and by thinking big, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, his presence in the world becomes big. Okay, turn to the last page. The Efshur Shazeu Gam Kein HaInyan. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machazik the heart of Paro. As the Pasuk says, Leman tisaper ba'oznei bincha v'chulu v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. Haynu shi Yisrael yiru es gadlus Hashem v'yaminu bo yisbarach. Hashem hardened Paro's heart so Hashem could do miracles. And Jews would see the greatness of Hashem, and they believe in Hashem. V'al pi pashu lama yitzrichem, lama yitzrichem al zeh lishos b'mitzrayim. Why keep us in Mitzrayim? Why not just get us out of Mitzrayim and then show us all these miracles? Take us out. And afterwards, you want to do magic shows? Great. Show us other wonders. You left us in Mitzrayim for an extra year, watching the Nisim take place? Take us out first. Hashem could have impressed the Jews. Why does he need to do it dafka by beating up on Paro and letting us watch? But based on what we explained above, it makes sense. As chukas Yisrael hayutzrichim, Hashem says, I can't take you out until you want to come out. I can't make you big until you want to be big. V'kach hi hateva, shekasher ha'ish b'shafel ha'medrega b'gufnius v'ruchnius. When a Jew is in a low place physically and spiritually, uvitzarach has v'shalom, and he's sitting in a ghetto in 1941, surrounded by Nazis, yoser kal la'or bo chukah la'Hashem. Says the P.S.S. to Rebbe, when life is tough and a person gets honest, it's easier in a certain sense. To what? To turn to Hashem. There's no atheist in a foxhole. Right? Hashem says, I'm gonna let you come to your Amunah in a tough place. And this is very personal. He's talking to his people. He's saying, we're in a difficult place. Many of you think we should abandon Amunah Hashem. No, this is a time to mechazik Amunah Hashem. Who else can we turn to? We should have a greater longing to be connected to Hashem. L'chein dafka b'mitzrayim b'golus. Hera lehem mofsin l'an tisaper v'yosifo amunah v'tshuka l'av yisbach. So in Mitzrayim, with all the golus, with all the suffering, Hashem says, I'm showing you miracles. I want you to tell your children when they're going through a tough time. Right? Try to be big. Try to be a gadol. Try to reach out to Hashem. U'v'zeh yamshichu ur yoser. When you want it more, Hashem says, I can give it to you that much more. Final paragraph. V'zeh shemaschilim b'shavis ha'gadol lomar avadim hayinu. And that's why some have the minhag that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Again, we pointed out from the Bir Halacha that the Chavetz Chaim said that the Vilna Gaon did not have this minhag. Right? But some do have a minhag to start saying parts of the Agada. On Shabbos Agada, some say, Avadim Hayinu, V'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, B'yad Chazakov, V'zor Netuya. Right? Shalo Ichir Laharos Lanu as Yad Chazakov, V'zor Netuya. Achar Tzeitzeinu Mitzrayim. Hashem didn't first display His greatness after He left Mitzrayim. Rak v'yotzi'enu, you took us out, what? Misham v'yad chazak v'zor netuya. Shisham b'mitzrayim hera lanuzos. We were suffering. You gave us a window, you gave us a glimpse. It made us want it. And the more we wanted it, the more you were able to give it to us. L'chein v'chol amar b'lesaper b'yisiyach mitzrayim harezim b'shubach. And therefore, the more you talk, the more you get into it, the more Hashem can get into it. It's an amazing idea, such a powerful idea. Ki ha'ikar hu laharbos or v'kedusha lanu. The goal is to increase the light and the holiness upon ourselves. And then midah keneged midah, Hashem tzilcha, like we learned from the Baal Shem Tov. Hashem is your shadow. Hashem follows your lead. And that's the secret of Shabbos Agadol. Shabbos Agadol was the first time the Jewish people said, we're going to make you great in the world, Hashem. And Hashem said, the more you make me great, the greater I can be. And it goes back and forth. Tzedakah tatzol mimavis. Right? Tzedakah tatzol mimavis. We're not trying to save ourselves physically. Trying to make sure, as Jews who still have Torah values, that Hashem has a voice in the world. That's a beautiful idea. And then we go from Pesach. We march from there. Sfiras HaOmer, every day, a little bigger, a little better. All the way to Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah. We relive that whole process of becoming big. That's what Sfiras HaOmer is. Every day, to be a little better, a little bigger. And then we come to stand at the Torah once again. And hear Hashem speak. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Sacharti l'chesed n'urayach. Thank you for giving me a voice in the world. It's a Kabbalah idea. Okay? So this should be the beginning. This Shabbos should be the beginning. This Gadol, this big Shabbos, should help us, to inspire us, to want to make Hashem big in the world, big in our lives. And then again, the more that we do it, the more Hashem will reciprocate in turn. Shkoyach. Everyone should have a great day. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. What's